I'm supposed to go to the beach tomorrow. Oh, well, that's fine. I can make sure. I'm supposed to be going to the beach tomorrow, like first time in like 3 years. So I'm looking forward to it, right? Usually go just the two of us because I don't like traveling with other people most of the time. And, you get older. Like you got your own ways. We all experience it. They're all, hey, make sure we bring a box of liquid IV. What?
That's very popular.
And then, well, I'm also like, what are you guys, amateurs? And then second, hey, I don't know if I can get a table. Do you want me to bring a table for beer pong?
Oh, wow.
What are we doing? And I told Elise, I was like, I don't want to go. She's like, fine, I'll tell them we're not going. I was like, no, I'm just being grumpy about it. But I hate drinking games. I've never liked them. And now as I'm older, I really don't want to do
Yeah, I was gonna say there's definitely a time and a place for those that that I enjoyed them. Nowadays is definitely not that time,
Mm-mm.
though. And if the people coming with you are in that range, it's just like I just kind of look at you a little bit sideways, because the only people that I know that still do drink a lot of alcohol, they just drink a lot of alcohol,
Yeah. Yeah.
instead of playing games. Like I there are people I know that. They consume large quantities still at a later date, but oof,
I mean, I don't even do trivia when I'm drinking. You saw how I was getting during Vegas.
that
And that was only two drinks. And I was ready to fight that other table already. Like they're cheating. Like that's not fake. So it's like, yeah, I a competitive spirit, a competitive nature fueled by alcohol is not a good thing. Like, I tried to stifle that all the time. And then, liquor, greases you up a little. So I just want to go and jump in the ocean. I don't care if there are sharks. I haven't been to the ocean in 2.5, 3 years, something like that, I think. So yeah, I'm ready to go. So, and now it's supposed to rain. I'm like, I don't care. So let lightning hit me. I don't care.
You're talking to a non-beach guy, so
Oh no, I got no problems.
it's definitely one of those. I think my family went to the beach, and I'm like, see you later. I'm gonna go hike in the woods, have
Well,
fun.
that's what it sounds like they want to do is go to the beach, right? They got a beach house, and then they all want to go to the bars. No. There's a whole body of water out here, man. Like, I don't believe in much, but I do believe in like the healing properties of the ocean. As much as it doesn't really heal you, it does feel good. So I'm gonna run out there and see what and roll the dice, So I'm being grumpy about it. I am looking forward to going and like having fun, but yeah.
Yeah, there's always some type of just because I've done multiple family vacations now through different family groups, there's always some type of dynamic that
Oh yeah.
that is always off-putting in either situation. So.
A family vacation sounds like an absolute nightmare. Like I felt bad. My mom was like, "Well, if you ever want to go, just let us know." And I'm like, "I'm not going with you guys." Like, hell no. You guys get up at 6 in the morning on vacation. Like, I get up early still. But no. Like, if I want to be able to stay out late if I need to, not even necessarily getting smashed or drinking or anything, but just go and do whatever all day. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe I'm
just
just
kind of
stubborn.
hang or do stuff all night.
Yeah. And it's like just going in a small group is like, okay. But when it gets to be a large group, hell no. No shot. Like Vegas was cool. It was you, me, Chris, and his brother. was like the four of us, really. Everything was cool. That was easy. You start adding more people after that, and I'm like, ah, I start getting squirrely. Four's like, there's no good faction that has more than four people.
Well, it does get hard to start planning when you start getting
Yes.
the group larger too.
Yes.
So
Got
yeah,
to deal with everyone's personalities, especially older
logistics
age.
always a
Everyone's like more
problem.
set. So, but yeah.
Well,
At least we had a good weekend of wrestling. I didn't get a chance to listen. What did you guys all talk about Tuesday?
I can tell you what we did not talk about.
Okay. I know you didn't talk about Heatwave, I'm sure.
Yeah, we did not talk about NXT Heatwave. We did talk about all. We talked more about All In. I've got to admit, well, and I mentioned it on the show too, that I miss SmackDown. Like, I realized that in the rush to watch Heatwave and All In before the usual Tuesday record, I completely blanked on SmackDown, so I didn't end up watching. I did watch Raw, but and we covered most of that stuff that I watch outside of Heatwave. But I knew that it was still going to be impossible on this show, even if we mostly stuck to Dynamite, for you not to add in some additional two senses on All In here.
Yeah.
So.
We can start with AEW, though. That's cool. I mean, it's like, I think All In was a resounding success. I don't see how you can say it any other way. Like, the show itself is a resounding success. I enjoyed myself watching that a lot. And although I enjoyed last year's too. But.
Yeah, they went against a lot of AEW tendencies in that broadcast, and I think that's one of the reasons I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Now I
And then they
teasing
went
them.
right back to them on Dynamite, so
Yeah, well,
for
hey, I
precursor for where I'm going.
spoiler alert, I enjoyed what I saw on Dynamite. I didn't like I thought the show was breezing along. Now, I didn't like
No.
everything, mind you, but they're at
Yeah.
least setting up All Out already.
Oh,
You know?
yeah, that part is I was just like, they just set up All Out better than they've set up pretty much any pay-per-view this year.
Yeah.
Like, including All In. Like, I know that they've mostly had the Kenny Omega Osprey hook for a couple of months now that you knew was going to happen. But this one, like, we already have like three matches, I think, on
Yes.
the card immediately after All In. And I'm just like, dang, guys, you guys got straight to work on this one.
Yeah. Wait, is it three? Because I know, we were talking before the show. I missed the main event, which I don't think I missed the main event. A bunch of generic ass
Oh.
people and Ospreay, and Andrade.
That main event, you and I have talked about these stupid overruns with Dynamite, which is one of those, okay, you're just right back to annoying me. Like, A, I didn't even watch the buy-in, and the pay-per-view itself was still extremely long.
Yes. Yes.
Because yeah, Chris definitely said that he harbored some ill will towards the main event until he got some rest because he'd been watching since the buy-in and was kind of wrestling burnt out by then. And
Yeah, his
I
crabby
and
ass on there. He goes, maybe
I
I'm just being
and
too harsh. Like, yes, you're being a little too harsh. Yes. This is good wrestling. So
So yeah, that part was pretty funny. Oh yeah, but the main event was just like it was all the pretty much the whole overrun was the main event. And it really like the match itself was a nothing burger.
Yeah, of course I'm not.
There. Oh, and I'm actually kind of bummed that you missed the spot with Francesco Akira chopping Toa Leona and Bishop Kahn.
Oh, it sounds like I don't want to see this.
No, you didn't really want to see this. It was terrible.
Now,
And
the
I
guy
liked
you're
how.
talking about, that's the guy with the facial tattoos, that his whole gimmick is he
No.
doesn't sell anything.
No, that's Hinare, who just that's the half Japanese. I'm assuming Japanese
Whatever he
gentleman. I
is, yeah.
could be incorrect in that assumption. Yeah, he's the one with the face tattoos. Francesco Akira is the small guy
I just think you're
in the
making up names,
group.
by the way. I don't believe these are real people.
I love that
Like,
name. Like they said that once, and I'm like, I'm in. Like,
who the fuck is
why is this an Italian and
this?
Japanese name all rolled into one? Like, you've got my attention, people.
Oh, the small generic guy? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, the small generic guy, as opposed to the
Okay.
big generic guy, who's I guess at least after this show, I did learn their names. That's Callum Newman. He again, like I mentioned it to Chris, like. I know that I've seen him on Collision a couple of times that I've tuned in when he's been over, and I'm like, I still don't remember your face at all, my man. Like, not great for a faction leader. That
I just saw the
you're
spot.
just that. Oh.
Just
Well,
like,
and I, because I saw someone defending it, and I'm just like, there's, and I understood at least the beginning of the argument, but it's also like you're just kind of willfully ignoring other aspects of it, where, you can have the little guy tries to chop down the big guy moment. I don't have a problem with that. It is a wrestling trope that's been around for God knows how long. At this point. But he literally punched himself out, knowing that the attacks weren't doing anything. And it's
yeah.
just like, no, the guy's just being a dumbass now. Like it went from a wrestling trope to just being something that's dumb. And it's just like. Now, granted, overall the match was fine. It was one of those schmozzes where there were what, six people? Oh, what? Yeah, 10
And
people involved in the match. So, it was not exactly an organized match. Like it was again, it was kind of a typical AEW type main event when you get this many people involved. Like,
Yeah.
that there's not going to be a whole lot of tags. Bodies are going to be going everywhere. Referees are going to look at even more clueless than they typically do. It's all the normal stuff that you get out of one of these types of matches. So yeah, and it was like 20 minutes, like 15 or 20 minutes of that, and it all just to lead to to go back to they're really pushing all out. John Moxley comes out. Yeah, he comes out before Gabe Kidd gives Will Ospreay the chair and tells him to stand down, essentially,
Yeah.
without saying that.
I
And
did see this,
then
yes. It was on Instagram.
he just has a showdown with Will Ospreay, and they're just kind of looking at each other. And the graphic pops up on the TV that they're the main event of All Out. And it's just like I did really dig how that played out. It's just like one of those things where it's just like, yeah, the owner's allowed to make a decision and just like make up a match. Like we don't need to have like some type of feud necessarily.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a way, like I was waiting for this match anyways, I thought this was going to be a match on the way to All In. Because, he was one of the Death Riders. They, like, Moxley beat him up, broke his neck, whatever, in storyline. Then, took him under his wing, trained him up, and then he turned his back on him, in a sense. So I thought, but smartly, they're making this a pay-per-view match. So I got no problem with it. My problem, though, is Will, I did see the end. I don't know if it was, yeah, I think it was the end of the main event with, I don't know why, so I lose some context here, but it looks bad. Somebody stood Ospreay up, and he's just standing like a moron. The guy runs the rope. I think it was Clark Connors, I think. He runs, and then Andrade cuts him off. And Ospreay's like cowering when he thinks he's going to get hit. And then he's like, oh, then pins and wins. I don't know what happens after. I see the video with Ospreay, Moxley helping Ospreay up, whatever. I don't like this portrayal of Ospreay. I think that's my problem with this. They showed all these, like, even the video packages is All In. You saw how cocky he was. How confident he was. I know he was a heel, supposedly. People still cheered for him. But it's like, now he always acts like, not a puppy, but he acts inferior in a way.
Yeah,
When you're the
that
goddamn
he was
champion.
not. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he still kind of did at the top of the show. He was still kind of like, I'm not completely deserving this. And it's just like, huh? Like,
Right.
yeah, not really what you want to hear out of any champion, I
Right.
would say. Like, I know that to me, it's gotten a little bit old to claim you're the best ever, like in your first promo as champion. It's like that. I'm just like, oh,
Well,
I don't
sure.
care
That's a
if you're.
heel thing, so, you
I mean,
excuse
I
that
know
too.
that it's a heel thing, but it's still just like, just can you at least wait till you have like a couple of title defenses before you start this?
But I want some
Anywho.
more, like, I want to be more presumptuous. More, like, yeah, like they're chanting, you deserve it. Like, oh, come on, guys. Like, no, I didn't deserve, I deserve this because I earned it because I'm the best in this company. Best in the world, if you want to steal someone else's stuff. I don't want a champion that's all shucks.
Yeah,
So,
he's definitely gone a little more aw shucks
yeah, and I don't want
with
that.
this. And
Like,
yeah, it has not been the best part of this whole situation.
right. So it's like,
Because
all right.
Kenny, I guess, played an okay villain in the end. I thought felt like it started off a little bit rough, but worked out towards the end.
The biggest mistake they made, and like, Omega was never going to win this match, right? With him and Ospreay. But
Oh,
this
right.
was like God tier Kenny Omega. And he lost. And it's like, that's kind of lost on the whole thing. Like, that's when this was this little short run with Omega just being the way he is. I mean, that's one of my favorite versions of him.
No.
And then it only lasted for a month, Like, damn, this, if he would have beat Darby or had the title longer, I think it would have been even better. But,
Yeah, since Chris and I have done the last couple of AEW shows, we've just talked about the fact that there's some type of happy medium in there for title reigns.
Yeah, this was
You
not
know,
one of them.
where the AEW has started to almost go too short with their championship reigns, where it's just like, you guys are like crowning a new champion every third month here. Like, this isn't great. And, and then the WWE, you're just like, oh, someone won the main championship. And you're like, oh, hit the snooze bar for the next 2 years. There isn't going to be a championship change, and it's just like, oh man, there's like I said, like it feels like there could be a middle ground between 3 months and 2 years. I feel like there's like 19 months in between that or something like that.
Especially in the Attitude Era when someone was winning a title every month, or shit, week to week sometimes, you know, like that's a
Oh
little too
yeah.
much. So,
Yeah, I guess AEW hasn't been quite that
no,
bad.
thankfully. Well, I mean, when they established themselves, they said they wanted to have like genuine championship reigns, and I think they've effectively done that. But this one to me was just too short. Like
Yeah.
Kenny Omega ran with that to really solidify his him as one of the greats, man. I mean, I've had my problems with the way he wrestles, but this mode just I just loved it. And I was rooting for him more than Osprey because he's just come off as, well, like I said, a puppy dog, and in his interviews he comes off like a simp. So it's like, don't let him do press. But
Oh yeah, and that's something I had meant to just check that out because of how poorly you thought of it. And I never ended up doing that.
He can't make he, all right, it's like every AEW person, and it's really come to the forefront right now because of Austin Creed and Kofi. But it's like AEW people, they interview, it's all in weekend. They won't talk, they can't stop talking about WWE. Shut up. And it's the same thing I keep saying. Tony Khan needs to tell them, do not talk about them. Talk about us. Talk about you. Talk about the match, the show. And like the interview he had, I apparently this is kind of what this show does or how the British press is. And they didn't even talk about all him. And then at the end they were like, yeah,
No.
there's something about, you're the man. He's like, something about The Rock. And he's like, well, Rock never main event at Wembley. He never had to. He was at WrestleManias with more people at him than, the show you're main eventing. So, like, stop.
Yeah, well, it's almost one of those Madison Square Garden type things
Right.
where it's
Yeah.
just like, yeah, guys, I mean, I know Madison Square Garden's old. I'm not quite sure that it's the world's most known arena anymore. Like, I feel like that part's probably dropped off the radar a little bit.
I mean, I guess here it is, but like you got the O2 Arena in England now. That's always gets a lot of press. So, but
Yeah,
yeah.
that's why it's like there's just too many of everything for something to be the headline to me,
Right.
at this point.
But no, and then like even he had another interview with Ariel Helwani. And he and now Ariel brings up WWE. And honestly, Kenny, sorry, Will just needs to say, yeah, that was in a while, but we're talking about all in. He's like, I know you got to ask, but I'm just gonna, I'd rather just talk about AEW. No, instead he's like, I just don't like that. I don't like the way they shoot it. I don't like the way they wrestle. I have a lot of respect for him, but I just don't like this. I don't like this. And then he goes, well, I haven't watched it, in a couple of years. I'm like, well, which is it then? Have you not seen it and don't like it, or have you just not seen it? Like, it's like that sort of stuff. Like, stop
Yeah, you can't,
making
you
yourself sound
cannot.
stupid.
If you genuinely haven't watched the product in 2 years, which
Yeah, or whatever he
is
said, yeah.
possible given that that dum-dum flies from here to the
Oh,
England
I'm tired of that
all the
bragging part.
time. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
it's still just an awful plan
Yeah, it is.
altogether. What was my point there? With because it had something to do with the interviewing and whatnot. Like he just causes his own problems sometimes, and it's just like,
And it's like
I
media
guess
training.
that's what it is. And yeah, he just can't keep the WWE out of his mouth for whatever reason. It's just,
Yeah. And a
and like
lot
you
of people
said,
don't.
like it's easy enough to just go, yeah, I'm just punting on that one, guys. Like you said, I'm here. That this is what I'm talking about. Like I don't feel like Mercedes Moné has really taken a shot at the WWE. And I mean, she's been, you know,
Nope.
like she's been one of the few people that is just like let sleeping dogs lie. Like she was there, she enjoyed her time there, except for obviously the end. And you know, she's enjoying her time now. It's just like, well, yeah, that
Yeah. I mean, like
for a
she
change,
does take
someone
like
makes
little
sense.
shots. Not little shots, but she mentions the history. It's like, all right, whatever. But yeah, it really is like
It's
stop
still
talking. So
it is wild. You were talking about history. I think I don't know why it didn't really hit me with Edge, or Adam Copeland,
cope.
that they can't really cope. That they can't really mention like his WWE accomplishments. So that's why I just would it was pretty hilarious to me. And like I said, I don't know why I just kind of caught it with the new level that they're just like, oh, they're 9-time world champions. And
Yeah.
it just sounded so generic without any brand there. Like I said, like I know that they had to have done it. But this one for some reason just really stuck out to me.
Yeah. And I'd like to know the reason for this because they, I guess they only talk about, well, no, they mentioned TNA. They've mentioned TNA championships before, but it just seems like
Oh.
they only mention the people they're partnered with or have or have a, like you know a non-competitive you know
Yeah,
relationship with.
it's just those two now. Like if TNA is allowed to pretty much mention anyone, but WWE and AEW are mum on each other's TV stations.
Right. Now, I understand WWE doing it. Okay. That's just who they are. That's what they want to do. Right. But then for AEW, it's like they're the wrestling fans' wrestling promotion. They're clearly not interested in branching out and becoming, you know, a national world brand. So that's fine. You know, that's how their strategy is to build up. Right.
Well, I mean,
So.
they're still doing some outreach since obviously they do go to England, and didn't they just add France?
Well, yes, they are in Australia again. But what I mean by
And
that is, you know, damn, now's my turn to lose train of thought. But it's like the point what I was getting to, because I did this with train of thought. The point I was getting to is they're like the wrestling fans' wrestling company, right? So, and maybe TNT doesn't want them mentioning WWE on their broadcast. So maybe that's part of it. But you would
Oh,
think with,
conceivable.
yeah, so you'd think that with them, they would be comfortable, you know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were 9 times WWE tag team champions, 1 time WCW, you know, anything like that. And just make it natural, as if they're mentioning IWGP or CMLL or AAA. Who cares? You know,
No.
because I don't think their audience is going to run and go, oh my God, the WWE still exists, and then stop watching AEW. Where WWE or TKO, whatever, doesn't want competition, so they're not going to mention them. Where I don't think
Oh.
AEW is worried about it, and I don't think they should be either. It's, I mean, I'd
At
like to know what
all.
the buys are for all in.
That was really a strange one for me during the Dynamite airing when I think it was Excalibur says something like, oh, we have no idea how many additional eyes we're watching on pay-per-view or something like that. And I'm like, huh? Like,
Well,
you
ask Dave
guys don't
Meltzer. He
even.
apparently has all the secret numbers that no one else does.
I was like, you guys don't have numbers on Wednesday for an event that took place on Sunday? Like,
Maybe the
no
pay-per-view
one's.
industry is still behind. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I was just like, wow. That is wild that even if you like a wrestling tradition, exaggerate the number a little bit. Yeah, I was kind of surprised that you wouldn't brag about your pay-per-view buys, to be quite honest with you.
Well, maybe we'll find out either on Saturday out with Collision, which I won't watch. I will not be there watching. Or maybe Wednesday, they'll be able to brag about something. But I would be curious to know, because I even said in our chat, like, what an excitement killer it's got to be. You were just in front of 43, 44,000 people in England. You come back to the States and you're drawing maybe 2,900. Like, damn. Like,
Yeah, it's like obviously there's a downsizing from WrestleMania to an arena show.
yeah. But that's still
It
like 15,000 people, you know?
yeah,
So.
at least you're still talking 10 to 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Like when it's like maybe 3,000, you're like, But yeah, obviously that was the one thing that did kind of crack me up that I know that Chris and I didn't really talk about was just kind of this general, and you kind of said it. I do feel like a lot of people really liked All In because it just was a wrestling event and it wasn't really a you definitely tell that they don't do spectacle as well as the WWE. Just
No,
even
they do
from
not.
the they tried to fancify some of their entrances, but they just weren't even in the same neighborhood as what the WWE does.
Right. I can't remember who had the dancers.
That was Mercedes Moné.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh. See, like that, like there's like six dancers up there or something. And it's like, don't. If you're gonna have dancers, make the whole stage full of dancers. Like WWE, AJ Lee came down
No.
at WrestleMania. They had like 30 little girls like skipping down to the ring with him, you know? So like the whole ramp looked like it was full of like little AJ Lees. And then they got Mercedes
Yeah.
Moné's thing, and it's like six dancers. And you're like, ah, man, that's rough. So, and I know Liv Morgan didn't have that many dancers, but that was also like a gratuitous show. So you didn't need it. It was a spectacle of, you know, that goofy ass
Yeah.
song she was doing. So it was a little different.
Yeah. Well, like you said, that was still a spectacle with less people.
Yeah. But it's like, but they also, I happen to like Will Ospreay's entrance. It didn't make sense, and not really, but I
Oh,
liked it.
yeah.
His mom
Yeah.
eating crow, saying that, you know, he wasn't going to make it. That was fun. Going through a little timeline of people, which,
Yeah, even
I
if I
mean,
didn't know who some of them were.
who was the black guy? I had no clue who that was.
I still don't know. I
Yeah,
feel like
they
I
never
saw a
mentioned it.
name somewhere online, and I don't have that in front of me currently.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, and I especially when
Oh,
it got
you know what?
to,
It
you know,
might be.
Ricochet's there, but Ricochet's kind of a confirmed wuss, so he's not going to do anything. But and then, but they did when they got to Fletcher and Mark Davis, it was like, hang on, man, like. I understand what they're going for. I get it. But.
It was Zack Sabre Jr.,
Yeah.
Michael Oku, and Amira. And then Ricochet was after them.
Who the hell's Amira? I've never heard of that person.
I don't know who Michael Oku is either. So,
Michael Oku sounds familiar. So,
But yeah, those were definitely the two gentlemen. I forgot that I did that's what those names were. But yeah, I did enjoy that one. But that also
I've seen Michael Akua Renfro. Okay.
I was I'm trying to think if that's spectacle still. Like, it was an enjoyable and, like you said, kind of made sense, but also didn't make sense kind of an entrance.
I think it's a spectacle, but not on a glitzy scale. You know, like fireworks and lasers and loud music and all that. I think this, I guess like a toned down sort of version, which,
Yes,
you know. And
for
then Kenny
sure.
Omega's like, he had the whole big video thing, the anime music, which I guess was actually written by somebody famous in that genre.
Oh yes, because
So.
I forget that was another one where I saw him posted on Twitter what his gear, what show his gear was from, and it's one that I'm aware of but haven't watched yet. Like it's kind of it's one of those ones that's on my watch radar, but haven't quite gotten there.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty. You know, it's that one's pretty out there. I just can't r recall offhand what it was exactly.
Yeah, he looked badass in that outfit too. Kenny Omega did. He looked like a badass in that stuff.
Yeah, it
So,
was a pretty cool outfit.
yeah. But I mean, we were talking about literally kind of an AEW overview, which is fine. But we go to Dynamite, smaller crowd. Will Ospreay's out there for a
Oh
while.
yeah, yeah. That's where we lost track. We
Yeah,
started
and
talking about the crowd.
well, I mean, it's all right. I mean, because this is all positive for AEW because I
Oh.
think, and it's a natural reaction because it even kind of happens at WrestleMania too. If you have a good event, a big event, especially when an event takes off the way really All In last year did, but it didn't lead to anything. You know, like there's no growth in their company. They're at the same spot. And in fact, like even this year's Wembley had less attendees than previous years. And I don't mean the
Oh.
80,000 one. I mean from like Texas and then from before the year before. Their ratings are the same. You know, it's like everything's still the same.
Yeah,
So it's
well,
like,
and yeah, that was one of those things that was gonna kill me. Like a lot of people were like, oh man, this is the best wrestling event. And it's just like, well,
well, no, it was good, very good.
you know, like, and well, you kind of talked about it too, like them being the wrestling company, and it's just like that still only gets you so far, you know. And I think we've talked about that before too, where it's just like, okay, like you said, like if it's not. If that's one of the reasons, oh, and this is the other reason it got off the rails, is we started talking about them not mentioning the pay-per-view buys. You know, like if you're not mentioning this stuff, it just makes me question how much you got. Like, it's one of those critical praise only gets you so far kind of situations. Where it's just like, I'm glad that it was a good event. I like you, I enjoyed it, thought it was worth the money that I spent on it. But I'm not quite sure that people are like, oh man, they're really gonna capitalize on this. And I'm like, well, if they don't really pull in regular viewers and they just got more of their regular fans to buy All In than normal or whatever, it's not really doing you a whole lot of good. Like you said, like they just went back to the same size venue that they've been playing in the US here, which is, you know, roughly a 3,000 seat venue is what they've been in recently.
Well, I think if there's a capitalization on it, we'll start to see because the shows will be sold out. And that's been an
Oh.
issue. They've been in smaller buildings and they are not sold out. So, like,
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I remember seeing the one number, and I don't know if they have it on this write up for this week, but they're like, oh, the venue seats 3,500. It was configured for 2,900, but they still only sold 2,500 or something like that the one week that I read it. It wasn't this week, but I was just like, oh, like you said, like it's just such a come down, and it is to me another one of those just like, I'm sorry guys, if you're no matter how, again, no matter how good the event, no matter how much I liked it, you liked it, Chris liked it, oof, it's not really penetrating out to the wider public still.
Yeah, I mean, even with the matches being set up for All Out, right? So, like, did Dynamite, the follow from Dynamite, make you go, and especially All In, does it make you go, you know what? I'm going to get the next pay-per-view. Well, no. It makes me curious to get the next one, but their pay-per-views aren't cheap. And it's
Oh,
going to take a larger draw for me because I know All In is their WrestleMania, whether we want to call it that or not, right? Or they want to call it that, but it is.
right.
So it's like, okay, I'm more than willing to part with $50 or whatever it was once a
Yes.
year to watch them. I'm not willing to do that every month or whatever they do. So
Yeah, I feel like what are they on like a 6 week schedule or something like
it
that
seems
now?
like it, yeah. This one's a little closer, I believe, just because,
Yeah, date wise, I believe this is closer than most. But still, 4 weeks, like an actual 4 weeks. I mean, we've definitely seen more than enough WWE events where it's just like they finish the one, and they're like in 21 days, and you're like, holy shit, 21 days? Like, that is quite the turnaround here, guys. But again, to kind of go with that, like, you're not paying what most people are paying there when you're getting a turnaround of 21 days for a WWE event that you are for AEW. And that. Yeah, that until that t number comes down in whatever form or fashion, yeah, it still feels like it's going to be a little bit of a problem for them to t take off until they get to a. It sounds weird to say a larger platform since they're on Max, which seems like it's fairly large. Like, I don't know where
Max is
that
the
is.
second largest, I think. It's
Oh,
Netflix and then Max. More so than Disney, which that surprised me.
okay.
So I think that's how it was at least.
Fair. Yeah, I have no idea either way, but I would imagine there's enough stuff on there that I'm not completely surprised either that they'd be number two. So yeah, like. Their AEW's on about as large of a platform as they can get, and they get intro. Even though they get shuffled around, they still do get to be around all those additional eyeballs for sports that TNT has brought to the table recently, and TBS have brought to the table recently, who might not be regular fans. Because I mean, they have definitely run advertisements for them. During, hockey games, baseball games, whatever else has been on the network. So, I mean, yeah, I guess there's still some type of disconnect that yeah, like I don't want to say that AEW is incapable of capitalizing on it, but they again, they just still haven't really gotten any larger than they are right now.
And that's why I keep seeing like AEW's on the upswing. AEW, it's not. And that's not a, it's not a harsh thing to say. It's like, I would rather people be honest and go, they had a great event. They have a hot product and name right now because of it. Now's the time to start capitalizing on it so that there is some actual growth that can be shown, some actual metrics other than mystery numbers that Dave Meltzer says are good for HBO Max. You know, like them being a private company, they don't have to tell us any of this stuff. Okay.
Oh, right.
But at the same time, well, you know what? My bank account's grown by the dollar every second. Well, wait, it is. It sure is. And that's the end of it, you know? So, like, I saw, like,
We're
I saw the headline from like New York Times, like WWE's gambles backfiring with the debut of awesome Austin Creed, which is just funny, and Kofi. Well, no. I mean, what gamble did they take? It's they came out, and by the way, New Level looks like they are energized too. They looked great on Monday. I'm sorry, on Wednesday on Dynamite.
You know, I'm wondering. Well, A, the tag team division's been just terrible in AEW for a while now. But now that the new levels come in, everyone's like, oh, we have a new opponent. So we have like reasons to fight each other again. I mean, I thought that it was a little overdone at the pay-per-view itself. I was glad they narrowed things down a little bit this Dynamite to just being FTR, the Young Bucks, and Cope and Cage. That part was fine. Them making a TLC match was also fine.
No, Kevin, it is not a TLC match. It is a match with chairs, tables, and ladders. They very specifically did not call it a TLC match. I'm guessing that's trademarked. So,
I
and they didn't
know.
even say it in order.
I got a hoot out of that they purposefully had to go in a different order to ensure that they did not use those three particular letters.
Yeah, it's I that segment was just weird to me. Like the last time we saw you guys were making you cry like little bitches. And all right, we'll give you another title match. Like, wait, what? That seemed like a pretty definitive end. And now here we are with FTR, the Bucks, and Cope and Cage together. Like, wait, what's going on here? And then Edge, I'm sorry, Cope.
It's one of those stupid baby face moves where it's just like, why are you guys beat both of these teams?
Yes.
Like, tell them to buzz off.
Yeah, especially
Back of the
FTR.
line.
But it seemed like Adam Copeland was turning more like towards Christian because he didn't even like say anything. He's like, "Oh, Christian kicked him in the balls. Let's pin him and win." But then on Wednesday, he's like, "Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't want to win it that way. You seem happy about it Sunday, you know,
Yeah, he
like."
did not have any misgivings on Sunday whatsoever. He's just like, oh, okay, well, I'll just pin him then. Or did he
Yeah,
give him
just
the Impaler DDT and then pin him?
no, they gave him the whole pickup spear thing. They did it again.
Oh, okay.
And it's like
Okay,
I
I
would have been
thought there was
fine with
another move there.
that. But I mean, even if like the I don't know. If they would have somehow got tricked into it, but I guess they aren't willing to pull or ready to or want to pull the, you know, trigger on like Adam Copeland being a bad guy like Christian. Because I like Christian, but frankly, I'm done with you. And I was like, that's fair. Because most of the time in AEW, you don't get a return match. So it's like, yeah, I guess this is done, but they got to keep it going because now they have two other teams. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I do like that the oh, I think that's what I was gonna say is that it seems like just because AEW does have the teams to have a good tag team division, I'm not sure that New Day can, bring everyone up. They're definitely gonna help kind of keep the Young Bucks and FTR and Cope and Cage in the headlines a little bit longer here.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like I do think yeah, is it as much as AEW has failed, the tag team, their own tag team division recently, like yeah, just bringing in this one team because of their name recognition really makes it a whole new ball game, even with the bunch of old names that quite frankly, we don't need some of them, but
Yeah.
we'll get them in the meantime.
And the thing is, all of them are old. They're all old teams, you know? It's like, oh, the
Yeah.
rival, or I'm sorry, FTR's been around forever. Bucks been around forever. Machine Guns, I guess, are the freshest, only because they haven't been in AEW but a couple of months,
But
you
yeah,
know?
they're also all, they're both old. I mean,
Yeah.
aren't they both in their early 40s or
I'm
like
guessing
late 30s?
everyone in this match is in their 40s, in that ring is in their 40s. I'm guessing. But we already know Kofi Cage in their 50s. I don't know. Let's see. How young are the Bucks? Yeah, Matt's 41, Nick is 37. Okay. And then FTR. Yeah, 42 and 39.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Let's see.
it is not the
Yeah, Shelly
AEW.
is 43. Saban's 44.
Yeah, they're the
We were talking about
oldest
this
out of the
last week.
group.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this last week about the ages of AEW is not that young either.
No, they're
So.
not any. They are not any better, 'cause that's it. I that was one where I did laugh after All In or sometime. I did a good job of avoiding social media so that I wouldn't spoil myself too much.
Yeah.
I had to laugh that Chris Sabin of all people put Will Ospreay, Future of Wrestling, and I'm like, Ospreay's like 33, I think I looked up, or 32 or
Yeah.
33, and
Yep.
it's just like. That guy's too late on to be the future now. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that he can't have a good run, but yeah, like he's kind of been the present for a while now.
Yes. And we all know that the future is either Braun Breaker or Oba Femi, which we'll find out this weekend. When Bronson Reed comes back and interferes. So which I'll miss that on Sunday too. So I'll have to stay off and watch when I get back. So but
Oh
yeah, no,
man.
it sounds like I'm complaining about AEW. I'm not. I genuinely enjoyed
Oh.
Dynamite. I really enjoyed All In, but there's got to be a voice of reason in all of the jubilation that, you know, AEW is the future of wrestling. Well, not if the same people keep watching. You got to grow. And,
Oh,
you know,
yeah. And if your roster is equally as old as the WWE's, you have the same problem that they do. You don't have any truly young guys. Well, I mean, the WWE actually does
Yeah, well,
have
I mean,
a
AEW
number.
does, but you don't want to see any of them. Like I, and an example of this is I
Because.
actually legitimately enjoyed the interaction between Nick Wayne and Chris Jericho. I thought that was a lot of fun. Jericho's like, kid, I was 15 years in when you were born. And I was like, wait a second. Chris Jericho's 53 and something like that. And Dick Wade's 21. And he said something about calling him a douchebag, and it just cracked me up. I don't
Oh
know why
yeah,
it made me
anyone
laugh.
who wears a
Though the
puka
shell
shell
necklace.
necklace is a douchebag. I remember getting Ken in trouble for telling him he looked like a moron for having one on.
I was like, you're the lead singer, Hoobastank, motherfucker. Take that off. Like, goddamn. Or 311, whatever. Or shit music.
If you don't have dreadlocks, don't wear a puka shell necklace.
God. But no, I enjoyed that. It was fun seeing like the young kid, like he didn't really back down. I was like, okay, yeah, like cool.
It actually was one of the few Jericho interactions that I'm like, this kind of works for me here. Young whippersnapper against the old whippersnapper. It does actually work.
Yeah, and Jericho's little snarkiness came through. It's like, oh, that's a Chris Jericho I liked. Okay. But the dye job of his hair is just like, dude, it's off-putting. It doesn't look like a real color. But so I enjoyed that interaction. I did enjoy, of all things, my God, Kyle Fletcher getting annoyed with Kevin Knight and then Okada showing up. I thought that was a good segment too. And then Kevin Knight like trying to like be his friend at the end. He's like, get your hand off me. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm turning the table, turning the corner on Kyle Fletcher. But little things like that go a long way with me. So
Yeah, that was that was the yeah, like I said, I still have some of obviously the structural problems with AEW, but there were definitely a lot of fun moments, and like you said, like a lot of it seemed like there was some type of, even with that Kyle Fletcher stuff, it feels like there's some type of story that you can tell in there with him and Okada moving into All Out too. Like, I know that they didn't announce that match necessarily, but it's just like you at least smell the scent of another match setting up for All Out there, which is a positive way to go about things.
But wouldn't the smart thing to now be like kind of move Fletcher out? Like,
Well,
and
that Chris and I definitely discussed that. It feels like we might be primed for Kyle Fletcher goes against the Don Callis family babyface turn
yeah,
here
and that's
in the
okay.
near
But
future.
then isn't the obvious down the line Fletcher and Ospreay? You know? So it's like, you gotta, to
Yes.
me, it seems like you gotta, like, because I don't see Ospreay losing that title anytime soon.
He might be an exception here finally. So long as he doesn't injure himself between now and then, he will likely hold on to that longer than anyone has in AEW for a while.
So, but it's like the obvious feud's there. He already had a little feud with Mark Davis. So, you know, have one with Fletcher. The match, the history is all there. So,
Oh.
but so I
Yeah.
enjoyed that. I enjoyed Mercedes Moné. I thought it was a little goofy at first, how she's like playing in, like kind of like a, you know, guys, I've had a hard road this last year. And I'm like, why is she wearing a hat and shit? Like, take it off. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, she had like a red mourning veil on. It was kind of weird.
And
It looked like she was going to a wedding, but in all red or mostly red.
so you're like, okay, she's like doing her like CEO thing. The CEO thing still doesn't work for me. But that's what she's going with. Cool. And the funniest, best part of this segment is when she takes off the hat. She's like, look what she did to me. Right? She doesn't look that bad, to be honest. Oh, yeah, looks like your nose is hurt.
Yeah, it was kind of, I'm like, oh, I can definitely tell that you have black eyes under both.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that look. I have done that
Did
to
you
myself
hear
a
Tony
couple of
Schiavone?
times.
When she took that hat off, did you hear Schiavone?
Oh,
It was
I
like
must
she
have
was
missed
a burn
that.
victim. She takes the hat off. She's like, look what she did to me. And Tony Schiavone goes, oh my God.
Just
What?
please. I just most of the AEW announced staff, I could just run them on mute most of the time, and
Yeah, it,
my life would be better.
yeah.
I
Schiavone just he's just the
yeah.
cheerleader now. Like, oh boy.
Please
So,
put him out to pasture. I'm
yeah.
begging you. Begging you. But
But
well, and that segment was kind of funny too. Well, this is one of those, it's just a wrestling problem now that involved Mercedes Moné.
okay.
It is damn near impossible to get booed. It just
Well,
and it like we there are exceptions. I've put ha Gunther's been on my exception list for a long time. Everyone was like, "You deserve it." Everyone was pretty much cheering the whole time until even when she was running down Willow again, they were still kind of cheering.
she was running down Willow, but then they start chanting for Willow, and she played into it. It was like you're gonna chant for her, huh? Like, oh, now all of a sudden you want to chant for Willow? Like, okay, trying to get back to being a heel, but
Yeah.
this is where this segment fell apart. This Tekla character sucks. Like, it's the same problem we always talk about.
Don't like party
Someone's
animal Tekla?
I don't mind the party animal Tekla. It's party animal Tekla talking that I have the problem with. It's like, you know what I don't like is when dumb bitches always call other dumb bitches a dumb bitch. Like, is that supposed to be edgy? It's not funny. It's like, look how cool I am saying the word bitch over and over again. So, I'm like, this is
Yeah.
cringy. I just didn't
She
like it.
is, yeah, she is not as off-putting to me as she is to you and Chris. And
Like, when she was a disaster on. It was that Dynamite that was outside where Kenny Omega won the title.
oh.
She was talking
That one,
about,
I think there was one that one was really bad, as far as I
but
remember.
she was bad, but it was good though. Like, okay, this lady's making no sense. She's making really inappropriate comments. Okay, cool. She wasn't like trying to put on the act that is Tekla. It was just her out there commenting on stuff. Like talking about how she wanted to motorboat Mina Shirakawa. Like that's funny. Because the announcers didn't even know what to do. They're like, oh my God, is she really drunk? Like, why is she saying this stuff? But to her to come out and just be like this, like it's just like, ugh, whatever. But isn't she a bad guy?
Yes.
There's
Yeah.
the other part of it. Like, oh boy.
Yeah, the setup for it is really weird because again, like this is almost it almost feels like a Roman Reigns situation here where Mercedes Moné is doing heel stuff but still getting cheered, and then she's going against someone who is 100% definitely a heel, even if everyone likes her to say dumb bitches. You know?
Yeah, but it's
So.
like I guess I'm not the target audience for it. I don't know. Like, a woman calling another woman dumb bitch is just like, okay. It's just kind of, it feels pressed. Doesn't feel natural at all.
I'm not worried about that. It just seems a very mellow thing to say, what considering what some people, that some people are gonna bury people and they're gonna do this and they're gonna do that. Like, dumb bitches to me, I think that's more what I have a problem with. And it's just like, I don't know, like, that isn't that much of an insult.
No, it's really not. Especially when, you've got someone like Natalia. Oh, I'm sorry, Natty. Oh, God. You saw the NXT thing, right? Dude.
I saw a
Did we
heat
not talk
wave.
about
If
that?
it, no, because it, I think it happened after. Well, A, you were not available last Thursday.
Oh,
So if it
that's why.
happened prior to
Yeah.
last Thursday, you were not around. So,
It was when she was like, remember she was talking to oh gosh, darn it. Miss Jackson. Miss Parker. Jesus Christ.
oh.
Jada Parker. She's like, yeah, it would be a submission match, bitch. Like she forgot to say it or something. I was like, God, she's so cringy. It's just, oh
Well, and
God,
her delivery is to me
awful.
1,000% worse than Tekla's,
Could you? Oh my
roughly.
God, like a promo battle with Tekla and Natty. Like, oh God, damn. Now, if it's drunk Tekla on commentary, I mean, she'll just obliterate Natalia, but
I mean, she was drinking tequila supposedly last night, so.
supposedly, yeah, so whatever. I guess that's the other thing, is that like, is it that cutting edge that she's drinking? I guess for me,
Well, yeah, that's yeah, it's not that cutting edge, and it's not like they've completely made her an alcoholic. She definitely drinks and has made a point of drinking on TV.
yeah. And I'm like,
But
so?
also it's just like, okay, like, what's that, what good does that do you in a wrestling match?
Yeah, remember, Hangman used to drink all the time when AEW started. Remember, they always find him at the bar.
Oh, yep.
So now she does the same thing, and I'm supposed to be impressed. Like, I guess. Are people like impressed by it because it's a woman doing it when they've clearly never talked to a woman in their life? I mean, women drink a lot sometimes. And people know that, right? It's not that big of a deal. It's almost like she's getting a pass because, she's female. It's like, well, women can do the exact same shit guys do. It's like it's not a bit, it's a real thing. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just
Yeah.
harsh on it, but to me, it's not special. It's just the norm. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't really come off exceptionally vulgar to me or anything like that. Like, I
No, not
think
at all.
she's almost a PG dice female Dice Clay or something like that is what she's
Yeah, like
trying to
she
pull
wants to
off.
be edgy, but it's not coming off edgy to me. And I guess for other people it is.
Yeah, I
So
suppose.
I
I
guess it's a matter of
suppose.
taste, I suppose. But I know there's other stuff on this show that we should have touched on, but we should talk about NXT, I guess. Or we don't have to. I don't care. So
I guess there were a couple of surprising results there at
you think?
it Heat Wave.
Oh my God.
Zarya consolidating the championships, not on that list.
No, she did
So,
not consolidate the championships. They made that clear on Tuesday. She did not consolidate them. I could not believe this segment on Tuesday. Robert Stone
oh.
goes, which title do you want to give up? What? And then he turns to Lexus King and goes, "Give me the belt. It's defunct." Wait, what? Like, why? Why are you getting rid of this stuff? This made absolutely no sense. They should have had
Well,
a North, they should have done the same thing.
oh, yeah, they should have given it. Well, and that was the actually kind of the weirdest thing. Lexus King should have argued for that.
Yeah, you think? But then it's also Lexus King and the Birthright, so I don't care. Screw
No.
them. Do not care.
So I guess Zarya, like you said, she really did not consolidate. She just tossed
Yeah.
one out the window, and it's completely fine. I do not ever need to see a speed match in my life.
No. Well, there's a rumor that they're bringing back the women's tag team title.
Oh, to just NXT.
Which
Okay.
I'm okay with because they never bring the champs down. So when they when you know.
Yeah, it's a rarity when they do. And there are still enough women in NXT that they could have a tag team division also.
Yeah, and they did before. So, but yeah.
Speaking of tag teams, I guess while we go through a quick heat wave slash
Yeah, these
NXT
guys.
review here, Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne lose to Vanity Project, Brad Baylor and Ricky Smokes. Not great when Micah Lockwood is the most impressive part of the match.
Yes. These guys, they're so up and down with me, all of them. Like sometimes I'm like, I really see what they're going for, like these douchey guys. And at the other time, I was like, ew. Like, I don't want these guys on TV anymore. I don't know.
I definitely all I 100% of the time get the douchiness. I still think that Baylor and Smokes do not really have a future, and that Jackson Drake will probably move along at some juncture
Yeah, and then
here.
not do anything. I.
He still might be a little too vertically challenged for the WWE main roster
He's
at
too
this point.
skinny, too.
I am
He's
in the same
shredded, but.
category of Javon Evans with him. I feel like he is so young, because I feel like he's like 20 or some 21 or 22, something like that. Let
I'm
me
sure
see.
he's young, but. Like I think that's an unfair. He's oh 23. Okay, I thought it said 28, and I was gonna be like, get him
Okay.
off the roster.
Yeah, he has less time. I guess the like to me he a I did see the picture of him and I because I just noticed he was Greensboro. I guess that makes sense then. I saw
Yeah.
him and Javon Evans wrestling at like they were like 14 or something like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay, well, this makes sense if they're from the same location.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well,
six
it's like
foot two.
Javon's
Oh,
size though, he can,
he's
you know.
taller than I thought Drake is. So yeah, I don't know. I think he has a little more of a chance than even I thought before I started this conversation.
Now, maybe, but of the group, he's clearly the most polished. And I'm talking even on the mic too. So, I mean, we'll
Oh,
see.
yes.
But yeah, I'm, it's just whatever. And
Yeah, I kind of Chris and I both did the predictions, and we both felt like it was going to end up being a bad night for Miles Bourne and a good night
yeah.
for Vanity Project. And that is exactly what ended up happening.
Yeah, well, apparently, real bad week for Miles Bourne. There's rumors him and Stephanie McCair broke up too, so it's like, oh boy,
Oh boy.
that's the worst title to lose. So,
Yeah, that is I might not get called up material now.
ow.
I
mean,
feel like you've pretty much said the same thing, so I mean, come on.
yeah, well, I guess it
Maybe I
sounds
was a
worse
little
when
more
someone else says it. Like, I mean, I'm trying not to repeat ourselves, but still, you've got a main event scene for NXT, which just grew all of a sudden, right? But yeah, that's it. Like, Tavion Heights ain't it. Miles Bourne ain't it. The Vanity Project, maybe this guy can do something. Mason Rook, he ain't it. Like, it's just miss after miss after miss right now. And
Well, that's the one thing I guess I did like about it. I kind of feel like I'm like, okay, if for this week's just regular show, I'm like, I think this is who they're rolling with for a while now. You know, like I for whatever reason, Tony D is stuck in NXT for at least another 6 months.
could not believe he came out. The way they had just kind of like glossed over the fact he was a champion. And then his music hits, he's like, no, if there's any, I'm like, oh no. No. Oh man.
Well, because that also, because to me, Tony D and one other person are kind of tied at the hip of having the same question asked. But at least Kalani Jordan won the women's
What
championship.
the hell is this? That got spoiled for me. I forgot to hit up Instagram and I'm like, what? Please explain how this makes any sense whatsoever. You just undercut probably your best women's wrestler. Just as her title reign is getting underway, this makes no sense whatsoever. Unless she's going to the main roster, which is a little early.
That would be wild, even for what she's done.
Yeah.
That being Kendall Gray, and the other thing that was kind of interesting, and the only thing that I can, like, it doesn't feel like it's a legitimate injury, but they're at
No.
least selling it like a legitimate injury.
I mean, oh,
I
that bump she
since.
took at the end of their match, that was fantastic. How she ran into the bottom, outside the ropes on the bottom turnbuckle, that was awesome. But this.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did say that she's on the sideline for an indeterminate amount of time. So that, yeah, they gave her an out. They gave Kendall an out just because she kind of went into it injured. But I mean, it's your own stupid fault. Like, everyone told you not to wrestle the match and you forced the
Yeah.
issue.
I don't know, man.
Hey, I did think that that was kind of a weird choice. Like, it's also it was also going to be a weird choice to have Kalani Jordan lose to me in a lot of ways, just because it's just like the fact that Vic finally brought up that she was 0 for 9 in number one contenders matches is just like,
Yeah. But then she doesn't, then she always wins her first title match, right? So
yeah.
isn't this the perfect opportunity to break that streak and get her ass to the main roster or cut her? And I don't want her to be cut, but it's like, what is she doing there still?
Yeah, her and Tony are both, and again, I think that's one of the few things that Leia said, like, I don't understand why both of them are still there, but after this week's show, I'm like, okay, they're just kind of rolling with these people. Like, I don't think they're going to be the any other call-ups now. Like, there might be, like, Kendall Gray's the first one on my list at this point. Like, it feels like Naraku is down there for some
Yes.
amount of time. How long? I don't know. But it seems like they're going to leave him down there at least a little bit longer to help train people.
Yeah, I no clue. Because we're in that area. You know, we always talk about you don't want to get called up right now. I mean, it's September 3rd as we record this. It's going to be October, going into Survivor Series in November, going into the Rumble. Well, that's in February. But you don't want to be called up in no man's land, which is what this kind of time of year is. So we could be looking at them going all the way till WrestleMania, unless there's some divine plan they have for some people.
So that was one of the few things that, even though like you said, like, it feels like there are some swings and misses here. I still. They definitely brought Mason Rook out this week on the main
Oh,
show, but I
dude.
it's one of those ones where I'm like, I shouldn't really be agreeing with the douchey heel guy here,
Yes.
but I'm finding myself in this position as, we're talking about him, and it's not Cam Hendricks, is it? Is it Cam Hendricks?
Yeah, well, Cam Hendricks got smashed by somebody. Zilla Fatu, right? No. No,
Oh,
Zilla beat,
Tristan Angels.
yes. And Zilla, the more I see of him, the more I'm like, this guy's a goof. Like,
That was one that I did not love. I'm supposed
no.
to know that him saying hello in some just kind of vaguely funny accent, that's supposed to be a thing, and I'm
Okay,
supposed to
language mutant
respond
time.
to this.
Well, like the whole birthright thing, he's not even paying attention to who's talking. He's just making goofy faces and looking straight ahead. And it's like, people are talking to you. Like, move and look at them or react to what they're saying. It was just weird.
It's birthright. I would not pay attention to them either.
Yes, but you still have to at least sell it. Like, sell it like shut up, or just anything other than do nothing. And then all he does is other Samoans moves. And okay, well, we'll see. Maybe that's why he's in NXT. But yeah, but Mason Rook came out, and I'm like, would you please stop giving this guy comebacks to recite? He is not a natural talker, and having to recite other people's words sure as hell is not going to work. I don't remember what he said, but it was like, ugh, come on. Like, just
It was not great, whatever it was.
no.
It just kind of, that guy started off what seemed to be in a good position, and things have not gone his way
No,
whatsoever
no.
since then.
It's called being exposed, overexposed, whatever. So, but yeah. And then who else was this main event part of this? There's somebody else. Oh, Tiana Carver shows up. And it's like, well, I mean, I guess he's got a point. And also,
At
you're
least he's won
injecting.
matches. At least he's won matches.
Yes. Yeah. And but they're also injecting a non-indie wrestler into this. Because you got Cruz or Cruz Montana, Zilla, Grayson Waller, who's like, WWE and indie guy, and then Tony, who's been there for a while. So you got to inject some new. Oh, EK Prosper came down too, right?
Yes, and I was trying to
Yes.
remember. Oh, and Saquon Sugars came down
Yes.
too. He was the first one to come down because Grayson Waller's like, you've only got half a shirt on, bro.
Yeah.
I just
Which, okay, Saquon's got
started
personality.
laughing.
So.
Yeah, that line still made me chuckle, even though it's just like, yeah, like I mean, that's just kind of the guy's style. Like, I'm just gonna
Yeah.
let it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so they took the established guys and are trying to work other guys in. I'm okay with that because these are the chosen ones. Now, I think Shiloh Hill will eventually be there too. I mean, obviously, but he's busy. Nobody else is. So.
Yeah, if fighting Naraku is probably almost as good at this point as being in whatever random matchup is going to come out of.
Yeah,
Well,
exactly.
actually, what is it supposed to be? Five guys and they're paring down to a three-man match or something like that later on. Oh, yeah, it's 2 3-man teams. Whoever wins is in a triple threat. And then they get a shot
Yeah.
at what's his name? So at Waller.
So,
So
and Waller shouldn't lose that title for a while. Unless he becomes a problem with making everyone look horrendously bad. Because on the mic, he's killing everybody. So,
he is definitely showing them how it's done.
yeah. And
I will say that.
I don't know why it makes me laugh, but every time he says Cruz Montana's good, but he's TNA good. And even this time, he like winked at the camera when he said it. Like,
Just yeah, Grayson Waller's a dick, and I'd love it.
yeah, but it's also like, is where's this going? Like, are they gonna have another TNA thing going on with him? Because it's
Oh.
like they are bitching out TNA pretty easy, So,
And
but.
I guess that was the other thing that made me laugh. The fact that he had the t-shirt made up with Cruz Montana
That is awesome. Yeah.
really made me laugh too, 'cause I'm just like, I know that people are kind of doing that now, but it's still pretty funny to see
Yeah.
that I won the match, but I didn't win the match. Look on his face was pretty priceless.
Yeah. And lost it fair and square. So, I mean, he stole the pin. Well, that's the thing. It's a tough
Yeah,
shift.
that's what happens in a four-way,
Yeah.
five-way,
So,
whatever
whatever
the
it
hell it
was. Yeah.
was.
But
So.
yeah, so it's like, okay. And I know there's other stuff on the show, but it was just like, all right. I didn't hate NXT. I didn't dislike it. I didn't dislike it. I didn't love it. It was there. So I
Yeah,
was.
it like I said, I think it moved to that we're this is who we're running with now phase, and that's better than the we're growing the stubble and it's fucking itchy phase. So I'll
Yeah.
take that much at least. Like it's a mild improvement, but it's an improvement nonetheless.
Yeah. And before we go, we do need to talk about one thing.
What's that?
Jada Parker can't be doing this on a weekly basis. If you saw the show and you're a red-blooded, green-blooded, blue-blooded male. That's not, I mean, she's got wrestling here, right? And you're like, oh, she's put together. Then
Yep, she
she
wears
makes the
a
fashion decision to ensure the fact that everybody knows she's put together. And frankly, I'm all here for it, right? But it makes it hard to be a objective about your talent when I'm constantly wiping my mouth watching you in the ring. Dude, holy God. Wow. I mean,
That was quite the fashion choice by her, and
oh.
as you note, she is quite attractive. She is quite attractive.
Yes. Yes. And
So,
but the thing is,
and it also
the thing.
helps that evidently she's good at the whole wrestling thing too.
So imagine she wins the title, right? We'll just go with this train of thought, right? Because like
Sure.
Kalani Jordan's a beautiful woman too. We're very spoiled now that we're not getting fabulous Moolah versus Rock and Robin matches. You know, one for athletic quality, and then two for aesthetic quality. So now you're constantly getting like incredibly attractive women wrestling at a very high standard, right? Like, look at what we just had, Kalani Jordan and Kendall Gray. And then we also, on the same day, we had in AAA their gauntlet match. Oh, and then we had Willow and, God damn it,
Mercedes
Mercedes
Moné.
Moné. Then we had the Brawling Birds and, was
Oh, yeah,
Divine
Divine
Dominion?
Dominion.
Yeah. Yeah. It, that's just one day. Like that's stupid. So where I was going with this is, say Jada Parker wins, right? Okay, cool. Well then, oh my gosh, I can't say the name I want to say, but
What, Kalani Jordan?
no, my new one, Volcano,
Oh,
or her
Reina
friend.
Volcán.
It is Reyna. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Imagine if that like she comes out and she's like, I want the next shot.
Well, it has she has been weirdly silent, honestly, on that front.
Well that and that's why I follow both of her accounts on Instagram. So she's supposed to say the same thing on both of them. It's just stupid. But yeah, but I mean, just imagine like the insane vortex that will be created if those two are in the same ring together. Like, Jesus. And then if they had Zarya, just I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. Despite the bitching, it is a good time to be a wrestling fan.
We, you know, all joking aside about the women's stuff. I mean, it's not joking. They're all incredibly.
Attractive.
Yes.
Yes.
And, but it's like on any given time right now, you can turn on and there's wrestling on that's new. And it may not be your cup of tea. Cool. But you will stumble across something really good. Shit, even going to the matches live here. So it's like, you know, I know like the dogs are like WWE and AEW, but God damn, there's so much other stuff out there that has really good stuff. And we barely talk about AAA, which was a very good show too. So
Oh.
AAA was good. And
There was too much travel for yours truly to
yeah.
cram in all of that wrestling. As already noted,
Yeah.
skipped
Yeah.
SmackDown.
Old Mark and
So,
Jeremy down there in Mexico know what they're doing, man. So
there's a lot of good wrestling. Find your cup of tea,
yeah.
grandkids. Bell time beer for the show. Should one find themselves in Lexington, Kentucky, I cannot any higher regards tell you to go to Mirror Twin Brewing. The beverage that I'm having right now is one that I am glad my brother-in-law did not drink. This is a Cabana Breeze, sour ale with toasted coconut, pineapple, lime, and jalapeno. And you can taste every one of those things. It kind of tastes like a mixed drink in a beer can.
Oh, wow.
And it was very delicious here. What is the ABV? Oh, yeah, it's only 5%. So, I mean, it was not, not a heavy beer. I figured with the end of summer being here, Cabana Breeze was maybe this was a good time to drink this one. So,
End of summer.
yes.
It's 105 today. So, not
Yeah,
here.
everyone's back to school though, sir. It's the end of
True,
summer.
true.
So, and trust me, it was some ridiculous 90 some odd degree day here. So,
Oh,
it
okay. All
is
right, good,
definitely not acting like the end of summer around
good.
these parts. At
Yeah.
DeFrango11, at Granny Mays, brand is That's Not Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
There again.